You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn in the presenter's chair on this occasion. It's Craig Forsyth in the pundit's chair. Good afternoon, Mr. Forsyth.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dunn.
You're excited, aren't you? You love this weekend.
It's good, isn't it? It is. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of average stuff that we keep pouring over the form throughout the winter months and, you know, just glad to get a few good days of racing on what is a fantastic racing service at Newcastle. So, obviously, the highlight really of their flat season is the Northumberland Plate, which is coming up on Saturday.
It is indeed. The first race at Newcastle, by the way, tomorrow is at 12:20. So set your alarms. Make sure that you're up and that you've poured over the form. Maybe do your work on Friday night because it is an early start. And if you are going to Newcastle tomorrow, you may well bump into Mr. Forsyth. If you speak to him before 1:30, he'll be fairly compos mentis after that. I can't promise. I can't promise anything, I'm afraid. You're having a nice day out tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, but with the early start, I think it'll be a little bit later than 1:30. And please do come and say hello. There's already a couple of people that have sent me messages.
Yes.
That, you know, look forward to meeting on Saturday. It should be a really, really good day. But, you know, we've got, competitive fields, Alex.
We have.
Which, you know, I've seen a lot of people after yesterday's declarations, you know, for other meetings, Yorks, Chesters, that are complaining about small fields. So
Newmarket as well.
You know, there was a lot of races reopened for Saturday's racing. So, yeah, it's a pleasant card and some good racing, some good prize money. Really looking forward to it.
We've got supporting Newcastle in the afternoon, Chester, we've got Newmarket, Windsor, York, and in the evening, Doncaster and Lingfield as well. So loads and loads of flat racing. And, of course, over at the Curragh, cracking cards there, including the Irish Derby. That's coming up at 5:15. Just a quick word on the Irish Derby, Craig, before we delve into Newcastle. Saxon Warrior, a short price at the head of affairs. The only other horse currently in single figures is DXB. Obviously, DXB got the better of Saxon Warrior in the Epsom Derby. I wouldn't be mad keen on taking such a short price on Saxon Warrior here. I know that things will probably play into his hands a little bit more, but he's very short, and DXB at 7-2-ish seems fine.
DXB, if you wind the Derby back to the bend where they've entered into the straight, they're both in similar positions. DXB's probably a length or so in front of Saxon Warrior, and then he stumbles. You know, he causes a little bit of interference, which then, you know, Saxon Warrior comes to a halt, and DXB picked up to run on and finish a very good second, where Saxon Warrior probably didn't suffer too hard a race in finishing fourth. Ryan Muir wasn't too hard on him, but should there be 4-6 and 4-1?
That's what it is now, yeah.
You know, it's too big, really, for DXB, and obviously with 12 runners, Alex.
Yeah.
4-1 each way.
I know.
DXB really has to be the call, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At the prices. You know, the price is pushing you in for DXB. Grand horse that, you know, finished second to Young Rascal at Chester and, you know, finished a fine second in the Derby. I think all roads will probably lead to the St. Ledger at Doncaster later in the season.
Currently the 6-1 joint favourite for that race. So if you do think he's going to perform well tomorrow, it may well be prudent to back him anti-post for the Ledger before 5:15 tomorrow.
I personally think that's the only way he will go now in terms of his price between now and September. I think he will shorten. And
I'd be very surprised if on the day you get bigger than sixes for DXB, for the Ledger.
And even if he doesn't win the Irish Derby, I think he'll be a very close second.
Yeah. Okay, so something to ponder over in Ireland, but we promised you some action at Newcastle. We're going to put forward a lucky 15, aren't we? The first four races.
And each way a lucky 15,
okay,
Alex.
That's fine.
At the prices, because, you know, like I said, nearly all these races are for the field.
Exactly. Six furlongs, the opener, the 12:20 handicap coming up. This is very, very competitive. You've got all kinds of horses in here, a few improvers, a few that have been around the block a few times, Craig, much like yourself.
Yeah, let's have a quick look back at how the track was riding on day one, which was the Thursday,
yep.
Alex. Obviously, we've had a real warm spell of weather, which has impacted on all-weather tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And when conditions have been warm and dry, it's been hard to make up any ground in the races. The times on Thursday were extremely slow, so it wasn't standard going. You know, if you had to look at it, it would be slow to standard. Now, that has an impact on the racing, and it's very, very important. In previous years, particularly in the plate and consolation, it's usually been horses that have been played late.
Yes.
Coming round
down the outside yeah.
that have been successful. Now, I think personally, you're going to need to be not too far off the pace in all four races that we're going to look at
okay.
on Saturday. I think that's going to be a hugely important factor.
Okay.
In terms of the first,
mm-hmm.
I think the pace is drawn in high numbers. Staxton of Tim Easterby's is a front runner who finished a good fourth at York. I think he's sure to take them along in the early stages, drawn in 14. Volatiles in stall 8. And Raucus, who's in stall 13. Those two raced against each other at Chelmsford last time. They basically softened each other up, racing from a long way out. And Seno to Path got up the inside and came home well on that occasion. So there's plenty of pace on here. And that could, and I'm going to kick myself by putting this horse up, but you have to be with him, Shanghai Glory each way. He's a horse that continually sucks you in, catching the eye. Last time at Epsom, you know, he got buried against that rail on the inside. He had to fight his way out. I mean, it must have taken Ocean Murphy two furlongs to eventually get out before he ran on behind Aces on that occasion. Aces franked that form at Newmarket on Thursday. He went in again, and he's off the same mark of 97. He's a gelding by Exceeding Excel, whose progeny act really well on a Tapeta surface. I think 7-1 each way, you know, in stall 6. I think middle to high numbers is definitely going to be an advantage. It's hard to see him out the frame in the opener.
Okay. Fair enough. That is Shanghai Glory then for Charlie Hills and Paul Hannigan. The 12:55 is the Chip Chase Stakes. Once again, 6 furlongs the trip. This is a Group 3 contest. You look back at previous winners of this. In fact, don't. Well, the last time I went to Newcastle on Plate Day, Barney McGrew won this race. and the time before that, I was there as well, and Notting Wood won. So it does go to some lovely old types. Well, I say that, it used to. More recently, three and four-year-olds have dominated. And again, you've got a real split here. You've got a few seven-year-olds, 1 8-year-old in Kimberella, and then down towards the bottom of the race card, which is where they normally are, the 3-year-olds and the 4-year-olds. Interesting look to this one.
Yeah, I've still got the scars from last year's race.
Cora picked the winner,
but Kimberella, no run whatsoever against the stands rail. I think Paul Hannigan rode it back then as well. He just got no luck in running. He waited on hopefully the gap was going to appear. It didn't, and he finished full of running in third place. Very, very frustrating. Obviously, you know, he's favourite again. He's now 8, and he is younger, more unexposed horses taking him on here. So I'm going to go with one of the younger horses, and that is the Sir Michael Stout Dream of Dreams.
7-1.
Been off for 72 days since that run at Newmarket. It was a muddling affair, really, for a 6-furlong Group 3 sprint. There went no gallop at all in the early stages. It turned into a 2-furlong dash, and Brando showed a great turn of foot on the middle of the track. Dream of Dreams ended up racing against the far rail, well off the pace. So, you know, 7th of 8, only beaten one home. Wasn't as bad as it looks. And, you know, with that run out the way, I think this track will definitely play to his strengths. Stall 10 shouldn't be a problem. Again, you know, looking at pace angles in this race, I would rather be drawn high than low. Classical Times in stall 9, Alios in stall 8 are the likely front runners in this race. And when you look at low numbers here, Alex, you've got above the rest 2 and top score in stall 1, who are real hold-up horses.
Yeah.
So again, middle to high numbers, Dream of Dreams, you know, hopefully the younger horse with more improvement can prove too good for the older Kimberella, who should run his race and was very unlucky 12 months ago.
Okay. 7-1 then for Dream of Dreams, the second selection for Craig on Saturday. That's from the 12:55 at Newcastle. Next up is the 1:30, and it's the Northumberland Vase, which is the plate consolation race. So the extended 2-mile trip. And, Craigie, where do you want to start here? I mean, this could go to any of them, let's be honest. A horse that I'd be mildly interested in, and it would be from an each-way angle, because the horse has only won 3 times from 53 starts. Sujiu got back to winning ways at Pontefract's just last week. It was a long, old winless run, but formerly rated in the hundreds, was down to 86 when winning at Ponty. Carries a £5 penalty here, but if in the same sort of nick from stall one, you could see Sujiu picking up some place money. That would be my angle in anyway, but there's so many angles in, Craig.
Can I just take you a couple of stats for stall one? I don't want to put you off, Alex. This isn't a knock Alex Dundon.
Go on. Moment.
1 from 65 on the wrong course, stall one.
Okay.
Is it 4 renewals, I think we've had, of the consolation and the plate? I think we've had 2 horses in single-figure stalls that have placed.
Really?
Of course, we've had the winner of this race 2 years ago, Danny Day, and the winner of the plate 2 years ago, the Godolphin horse.
I'll get it in a second. Antiquarium.
Antiquarium, stall 3.
Yeah,
was in.
Right.
But otherwise, it's been high numbers, you know, that have featured. You look back to last year, London Prize, stall 11. Graceland was one of the ones that placed in stall 3. High Command in stall 12. Another stat is that in these 2 renewals, the 2 winners have either been top weight or joint second top weight and just missed the cut for the big race.
Interesting.
So, you know, you're looking at, you know, the top of the weights here. And the weights this year are headed by Financial Conduct, who...
It's fascinating.
Makes his first start for David Simcock. You look at his pedigree. Just have a look at his pedigree. And you think, how's he got 1.5 miles so far? because he's a half-brother to Alcan, who was a 7-furlong horse. And the rest of the siblings are all 6-7-furlong horses. But he's outstayed his pedigree already, you know, winning over 1.5 miles at Dundalk for Andrew Oliver. He now steps up to 2 miles for the first time. He's a front runner, which wouldn't be ideal on the round track at Newcastle. So, you know, I'd be happy to take Financial Conduct on in this race. And I have to be with Danny Day again.
Who won it two years ago.
You know, he's only a...
He's only been seen twice since.
He has. He's only 4 pounds higher. But in the most recent of those 2 starts was in the Ascot Stakes at Royal Ascot last week, where he caught the eye travelling really well in that race, but just failed to see out the 2.5 miles. He blatantly didn't get home. I think return to 2 miles, you know, will definitely suit. He's still on a fair mark. I thought at 8-1, you know, he was the one to be with again.
Okay.
If I'm being honest, I thought it was the hardest race of the 4 we are previewing, but
yep,
I would have to be with Danny Day, you know, given the way he travelled at Ascot and given the fact that he won this race 2 years ago for £4 lower mark.
There you go. Then Danny Day 8-1 for Craig in the Vase. And if you do like Sujiu, 14-1, although I think Craig has done enough to maybe put you off for win purposes. Well, in fact, just full stop, to be honest, but we'll see. The 205 is the Northumberland Plate, the feature race on the Newcastle card, the feature race of the season at the North East venue. And we'll start with Higher Power here, who was the winner last year for James Fanshawe and Tom Queeley, and looks like this one's been campaigned with this race in mind again. He's 9-1, is one of the front runners here, and should go pretty close.
It was a fantastic weight-carrying performance 12 months ago.
Yeah.
It really was. I mean, I didn't give him much of a chance, to be honest, despite him being well-backed and going off 11-2 off a mark of 107. I thought it was stiff enough, and he's only 1 pound higher this time around. He did it well. He beat Natural Scenery, who, of course, reopposes. We've got, you know, quite a few that was in last year's race. And a little bit further back, not too further back, Lord George, who, again, last year, I think, was in stall 17. He's in 18 this year. You know, you'd have to give him sort of some sort of chance. Sir Chauvelin, who, you know, ran a nice race in this race last year and has dropped a couple of pounds in the weight, is in stall 15.
You backed it last year.
I did back it last year, and I'm going to be backing him again this year.
Okay.
And the old boy, Clever Cookie, just watch last year's run back. And Clever Cookie, you know, was desperately unlucky all the way up the straight. You know, at 33-1, I could make a case for him, Alex, to be honest. But
he's barely dropped, considering he's been pretty soundly stuffed plenty of times recently, Clever Cookie. Last win was in 2016 at York, when Ray did 113. I know he's not been running in handicaps all that often, but still only managed to get down to 103. You feel for him.
He's five lower than last year. But he looks like he retains most of his ability. And he was a massive eye-catcher in the race 12 months ago. I mean, obviously, we've got a strong favourite.
Yeah, we've not touched on that. That's withhold. For Roger Charlton, Robert Winston, who has been very, very consistent when he has been on the racetrack. That hasn't been all that often, really. Just the two runs last year, that culminated with a pretty sparkling win in the Cesaro, which went really well gambled on, is a short enough price here, but you can completely see why.
Yes, you know, he's in terms of him being a pattern class stayer in the making, you know, still in a handicap of 99. But what would put me off, well, certainly worry me, Alex, is his running style for Newcastle. He made all in the Cesaro at Newmarket when last seen. Can you make all on the round track in a Northumberland plate? I don't think you can on this surface. So, you know, if he is to be successful, I think Robert Winston will have to ride him with a little bit more restraint than Sylvester did when he won at Newmarket when last seen. And at the moment, you know, we don't know tactics. We can only look at how he's raced in his previous runs. And that would certainly set the alarm bells ringing at 7-2 and have you looking elsewhere.
One that we've not mentioned yet is Lagos to Vegas, who did win at Ascot and could receive a form boost if Danny Day was to run well in the previous race. Clearly stays further than this, but Willie Mullins will not have had many runners in a Northumberland plate.
He wouldn't. And what was interesting as well, if you look at his runners that he had for Ascot and look at his horses he had for the Northumberland plate, he did say that he wasn't even going to run Lagos to Vegas at Ascot. He was the Northumberland plate horse. But they had a change of heart last minute, decided to run him, and he ended up winning that race. Dubawi 50, who was second to him, Karen McClintock's runner, you know, was due to run here, I presume, you know, 11 days on.
Yeah.
It's probably came round a little bit too quick for him. And that would have to be the, you know, the same concern, despite coming from the powerful Mullins yard. I don't think, you know, these type of races carrying penalties for recent wins, I don't think that's an ideal scenario.
Okay. So what would you be going for here then? You mentioned Sir Chauvelin as one that you said you're going to back again?
Yes, Sir Chauvelin, definitely. You know, he was drawn on a lower stall on the inside last year. And he's a horse that hasn't got a massive amount of tactical speed and early speed. So he ended up getting shuffled back. And, you know, he ended up coming from a poor position. I think he ended up finishing fifth. Or sixth, if memory serves me right, in last year's renewal. And that was coming from a poor position. I think sixth it was. And, you know, from a wider draw this year for a horse that can come from off the pace, I think that can be seen as a positive in terms of his chances.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a big player. And the horse that finished second, Natural Scenery, you know, is a few pounds lower. Good mark. Paul Hannigan takes the ride. I think 14's a perfect draw. I think she'll go really well. This Dubawi so it would have to be Natural Scenery as the main pick, but okay, also Lord Chauvelin at a bigger price as well. I think he's capable of going close.
So we'll put Natural Scenery in the lucky.
Yes.
Now, we're recording this at, what, 1:30 on Friday. So firstly, we're basing any assumptions on track bias that we mentioned earlier. That'll be off Thursday's action. So if it is all change on Friday, then that's the reason why. Natural Scenery, while we've been speaking, 12s into 9s with us here at William Hill. So, supported already.
Yeah, you know, you can see why. You know, there's a strong case to be made for his chances. You know, he was very, very progressive coming into the race last year and ran extremely well. I think Josephine Gordon rode him 12 months ago. Paul Hannigan this time, and you know he's been kept fresh. Saeed Bin Sarua, of course, had a treble on Thursday after a little bit of a quiet spell, so that can also be seen as a positive in terms of his chances. And he's got, for a horse rated 101, Alex, he's got a lovely racing weight of 9.3. There's not many handicaps.
No, that's true.
You know, horses rated three figures carry weights like 9.3, usually 9.8, 9.9, towards the top. So a lovely racing weight for a mare of her ability.
Okay. So 12.20 Newcastle, Shanghai Glory. 12.55 Newcastle, Dream of Dreams. 1.30 Newcastle, Danny Day. And 2.05 Newcastle, Natural Scenery. Sevens, sevens, eights and nines as we record this. And if you are putting them together in a lucky 15, let's go, what state should we go? 50p lucky, each way
wherever,
lucky?
Wherever you recommend. But if they come in, Alex, it'll be good night from me. That's it. I hope everybody has a fantastic future. And it's, I might come in for the odd visit.
What have we got? 50p, £4,500 or thereabouts. And if they all place, if you are going for each way, that'll be a £15 stake in total. If they all place, you get £100 or thereabouts. Do gamble responsibly, though. Bet within your means. There's nothing wrong with a 10p lucky 15, if that's what you fancy.
Yeah, you know, hopefully all these horses are capable of running well and you know, given a
few runs for your money anyway.
Yeah, I think they will, hopefully. And if we get one or two winners, you know, that will be hopefully a fantastic day.
Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Saturday. Mark Walton will be setting his alarm earlier than normal. He's not happy about the 12:10 start, but Craig Forsyth certainly is. Loads of racing to come from Newcastle and elsewhere, as we mentioned on Saturday, including the Irish Derby. So make sure you've got your bets on. Make sure you stay with us on William Hill Racing Radio and on the William Hill Racing Podcast. We'll speak to you very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.